Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Psalm chapter 38, it's really challenging just to pick one verse from this psalm because there's such a progression from beginning to end in it. So let me read a few different verses, make just a couple of comments, and then lead us to pray according to this psalm as a whole. So here's how it starts. Psalm chapter 38, verses 1 and 2. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. For your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. I'll jump ahead to verse 5. My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness. I'm utterly bowed down and prostrate all the day I go about mourning. So just put these initial verses together, and you see that David here in this psalm is overwhelmed by his sin and foolishness, by his disobedience to God. And so he gets down all the way to verse 18, and he says, all the way to verse 17, and he says, for I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever before me. I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. So this is a powerful picture of conviction that leads to confession. He is so overwhelmed by his foolishness, his sin against God, in a way that leads him to confess that sin. I confess my iniquity. And with contrition, I am sorry for my sin. So see this progression, a conviction that leads to confession and contrition. Not just, okay, I acknowledge I did something wrong, but God, I'm so sorry that I've lived in foolishness, that I've made unwise decisions, that I've sinned against you. And then he gets to the very end. And this is how the psalm ends, verse 21 and 22. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me. O Lord, my salvation. Did you hear that? Flowing from conviction and confession and contrition. If we could just kind of keep the alliteration going here, but it's here in the psalm, verses 21 and 22. It's a celebration of God's grace and God's mercy. He says, don't forsake me, O God. Be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. And here's the triumphant celebration of grace. My salvation. You're my salvation from sin. And in this psalm, we see a pattern that should play out in our lives over and over and over again as we sin. Obviously, we don't want to sin, but when we sin, this is the pattern that should play out in our lives. And there should be constant examination of our hearts along these lines. So we pray based on Psalm 38. Oh God, we pray for conviction of sin in our hearts. I pray for this in my heart. I pray for this in the heart of every single person that's listening right now. Lord, that you would not let us overlook sin or be casual with sin. God, we pray that whenever we sin against you, that there would be a heaviness of heart, that we would realize how weighty and serious sin is before you. God, that we would not treat it lightly, any sin. That we would not think, well, it was just small. God, in relatively small things, according to whatever measurement that might be in our minds, or big things similarly. God, we pray that you would help us to experience right conviction of sin by your Holy Spirit that leads to confession, leads to honesty before you. God, we pray that even now you might convict us of sin in ways that lead us to specific confession of sin and contrition over it. God, help us to hate sin more and more and more in our lives. God, help us to feel sorrow for our sin in a way that then leads to celebration of your salvation. God, we praise you for salvation from our sin. God, we praise you that you do not forsake us. Instead, you forgive us. All glory be to your name, and you don't forsake us. We deserve to be cast out from your presence, yet you welcome us in by the blood of Jesus that covers over all our sin. Jesus, we praise you for paying the price for all our sin, for experiencing forsakenness on our behalf. As we think about you on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? You were forsaken so that we could be forgiven. All glory be to your name. We praise you, O Lord, our salvation. Yes, we celebrate your grace and your mercy and your love in our lives. So, God, teach us to do all of these things rightly when we sin, which we pray that you would keep us from it. But God, when we sin, we pray that we would go through conviction and confession and contrition in ways that lead to celebration of your grace, your mercy. We praise you for your salvation. Jesus, we pray all of this in your name, for you are our Savior, forsaken so that we can be totally forgiven. We pray Psalm 38 in Jesus' name. Amen.